Good Tuesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here in studio with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. Do want to remind folks that phone lines are open. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. We're discussing tonight's City Commission meeting. That'll be at 7 o'clock on Points Avenue and Manhattan City Hall. Again, it is open to the public if you want to check it out. You could also check it out on Cox Cable Channel 3. It's also streamed on the city's website at cityofmhk.com/TV. We're talking about the agenda, some of the general items, and this next item is a discussion of updated subdivision regulations, including off-street and bicycle parking.
It does. So one of the things that we're working on right now is creating this uniform development ordinance. And so it's going to combine several different books of regulations that guide planning for the city and development of the city. And so this is a comprehensive approach to that. And so we've been taking pieces or chapters of this with the planning board and the community, as well as with the commission. And this next section is really looking at different aspects of the current subdivision regulations to look at streets, driveways, alleys, access points. You know, one of the things that become problematic is where you're going down. Let's just use West Anderson as an example, maybe west of Reith or even west of Sethchild's for a matter. You know, here's a four-lane roadway that's a main arterial east-west through town, and how many driveway cuts are along that section? A lot. I mean, you got commercial and residential driveways coming either backing out or driving out onto to this main thoroughfare. And so those are the kind of things that these regulations try to keep from happening, so that if you have a commercial development, that maybe they get one access point and maybe it's at a traffic signal so that there's better controlled flow. Or if you have more than that, maybe it's a right in, right out, so it's not something that blocks traffic from folks trying to get in and out. So look at safety of that. So spreading those access points out to appropriately, that you're not creating a situation where vehicles are stopped at a stoplight and can't get on, can't access that point. So those are some of those particular issues. Also sidewalks. You know, we've gone development in this community have gone through a period of where we required sidewalks on both sides of the sidewalks, and then it went one side or both sides of the street, then one side of the street, then no sidewalks at all. And so we're kind of back to that. Our current regs require, depending on the street type, so whether it's an arterial or a neighborhood street, that type of thing. And so the discussion and the recommendation is really to go back to two sides, you know, facilitate walking as not only a form of transportation, but healthy living styles, and just places you teach your kid to ride their bicycle and that type of thing. And so safety aspects. And so those are there's areas, and how far should those sidewalks be back from the curb, all of those type of issues. So and then parking guidelines. So depending on the nature of the development, whether it's low density or high density residential or commercial, and how much off-street parking should be provided for that particular development. You know, so many per bedroom if it's residential, or so many per square foot if it's a commercial property. And so those are the primary issues, and then bicycle facilities in general and bicycle parking that might be required either a residential unit. So those are the primary issues being discussed. Landscaping design is another one for buffers or whatever the case may be. That'll be the heart of that discussion tonight.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, who you just heard speaking. Also got Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse in studio with us, talking about tonight's City Commission meeting at 7 o'clock at Manhattan City Hall. And Mayor, thinking about some of these issues, you know, a lot of people always think that that regulation and government dictates behavior, but this seems to be a little bit of a reverse of that, especially when we're talking about bicycle regulations and walking path regulations. This seems where the behavior is kind of regulating regulation in some way.
It really is, and that's a good thing. We have the kind of community with a high proportion of young people here. You know, it used to be we had revenue sharing back in the day, and we used that for sidewalk money. And then when revenue sharing stopped years ago, we just put $50,000 a year toward sidewalks, and that didn't last or go very far. And so the current philosophy is, you know, we want to fill the gaps in some of these pedestrian sidewalk trails. We want our community out and about. And that is being defined these days as a good quality of life. So the sales tax that we passed last year for recreation included money for sidewalk and trails. And so the city is going about filling those gaps. We have an emphasis with safe routes to school. They're helping to identify what are the priority sidewalks that are associated with in the close proximity to our schools. But even in some of our commercial areas, you know what it used to be like trying to walk along Fort Riley Boulevard or Tuttle Creek Boulevard. We're taking a look at those and trying to get people out of the Northview area, for example. There was only one path, and that was out at Marlatt, that tunnel underneath. Or you could go clear down to McCall Road. But how do you get across that Highway 24? So we're trying to really look, all of us are trying to look at that. We have professionals that are doing that. I'm pretty lay with regard to some of this, but I drank the Kool-Aid. You know, I think we really need to beef up our attention to pedestrians. We have a major university in the country here in the middle of our town, our community, and we have to make the way safe for our students and our general population in the outlying area.
I think safety is kind of the key there, right? Because
exactly.
People are already on their bicycles out and about. People are already walking around. So really, it's just like, well, if people are doing that, let's make it as safe as we can for them.
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Anything else on that topic?
Nope.
I just would say that it is a combination of the subdivision regulations and the zoning regulations. And that is a big, big deal. We have ambled along for a lot of years with those regulations in two different big old notebooks or more, and sometimes they even had conflicting language because they're developed 10 years apart or 20 years apart, and sometimes they just sit there for a while. So this is a major effort, and the details are going to be really important. So when we start talking about reducing the maximum number of parking spaces for a development or adding parking spaces, those are it's going to set the tone for years to come in our community, because this is such a big effort, we aren't going to revisit it for a while. It's going to be, 5 years before we really take a look at this, so we want to get it right.
We do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Linda Morse.
Yes, speaking of code compliance, here we are another year still talking about these tires piled out here in the alley by Griffin West Soccer Field. Over here about 1,000 feet west of the parking lot where those women who are childbearing age are sitting with the mosquitoes, and they're still out here breeding, and nothing seems to be done about it. Thank you for looking after things.
Thank you.
Appreciate that call.
So let me just suggest that if you know of tire storage that in your neighborhoods, we are concerned about mosquito development and tires with or a rainy day, maybe.
Like today.
We're concerned that we keep our community healthy. So it would be really important to call the code office, I guess. I don't know any other way to do it.
Absolutely. And I know you've been running some public service announcements on Zika people just need to be aware and inspect their properties and eliminate those areas where there's standing water and cover those things up with a tarp or something that takes care of that, and keep rechecking for places after it rains where that water's sitting and get rid of it. So that's the best protection, is to eliminate those breeding spots.
Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. When we come back, we'll talk about a discussion item that will close tonight's City Commission meeting. Special events with alcohol should be some pretty interesting discussion. More in Focus coming up here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S